I have listened to and lay read and preached on the Transfiguration so many times over the years, and we know the story inside and out, don't we? But the way Scripture works is just such a mystery, because as I've been reading it this week, there was a whole different side of it that I just felt so called to talk to you about and for us to explore. And it's this imagery that really pervades all of these readings about God's glory and how completely overpowering and quite intimidating it is. And then the idea of veiling that glory, of hiding it, hiding that glory. So we start out with just a short sentence from the reading from Exodus. Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Well, Moses had been on Mount Sinai, and he had been talking with God, getting instruction how to lead the people of Israel. He had received the Ten Commandments, and when he came down off that mountaintop, his face was glowing. And it was, you can imagine, pretty intimidating to the people who saw that, to the point that he had to cover it up because they were afraid of what glory was being reflected, right? It wasn't Moses who was glowing. It was Moses being in the presence of God's glory, and just being in that presence of the divine, there was this reflection of glory that was coming from Moses' face. So over time, if it was a length of time before he would meet with God again, it would fade. That shining from his face would fade. So it wasn't Moses' glory. It was God's glory being reflected from Moses. And there was a phrase that was developed by the rabbis after the time that the scriptures were written. But it was looking back on these incidents of the visible, physical presence of God's glory, showing that God is dwelling with us. And the word they gave it was Shekinah, Shekinah. And that word always fascinated me because it's pretty different from anything out of English. And Shekinah is reflective of Moses seeing a burning bush that never burned up, was never consumed. It's this sense of a cloud descending over Mount Sinai that everybody down below, and I'm sure Moses too, knew this isn't just a microclimate going on. There's something divine happening here. It was the face of Moses glowing when he came down off that mountain. It was the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud that led the Israelites through the desert for 40 years, the Shekinah. It was also the Shekinah that we see when Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his inner circle of disciples, up to this mountaintop, and Jesus was transformed from the inside out. This wasn't reflecting the divinity of God like was the case with Moses. This was Jesus revealing his inner core being, of being fully divine. It was exposing his glory to his inner circle of people. And notice that he gave instructions and they never said a word to anyone about what they had seen, because they weren't ready yet. Just like the people of Israel weren't ready yet to really be exposed to the full glory of God. And so Moses wore this veil to hide the glory of God, to protect them from the glory of God. Jesus was doing the same thing. There's really a sense here that Jesus' humanity, his incarnation, was a veil. Because inside himself, he was fully divine. But he hid that from us until we were ready. The disciples weren't ready. So when did he finally reveal it? It was on the cross. And the way he revealed it on the cross was, if you remember the scriptures, it's saying at the moment that he gave out his last breath, the curtain in the temple tore in two. That curtain is a veil that sealed off the Holy of Holies in the Jerusalem temple from anyone. The only person allowed to pass beyond that veil was the high priest of the temple who once a year was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies. Nobody else was allowed to be in that room because it was the understanding of the Jews that that inner court, that Holy of Holies in the Jerusalem temple was the holiest place on the planet Earth. It is the place that heaven and earth touch. It is the place where God resides on the planet Earth in that Holy of Holies. And what happened when Jesus died on the cross was he completed his mission and the veil was torn in two. That barrier, that veil was removed for anyone who understands who that man is, who Jesus is, why he came here, what his mission was. There is to be no veil separating us from God. There is no, we have direct and complete access to the inner court, to the Holy of Holies, to God's presence. So in Paul's letter, it's really interesting the description he gives. He's saying anyone who believes in Jesus has the veil removed from them. It's about you and me imposing our own veil on ourselves, where we hide from God's glory sometimes. And so what Paul is encouraging is for us to set that veil aside because God has removed it from us. And our job is to have that Shekinah living in us so that we become a mirror to show God's grace to everybody we have contact with, everybody we meet in the store, everybody in our family, everybody else in church, everybody whom we have contact with in the world sees the Shekinah through us. And so that's our job as followers of Jesus in our faith journey as we go through Lent, is to explore what are the ways we have imposed a veil and we have not allowed the presence of God to really be a factor in our lives. And sometimes it might be that we just didn't take the time. We felt like we were too busy, and so we didn't bother noticing. That was not a coincidence. That was a God incident. And that was the presence of God in my day-to-day. Thank you, God. Or it may be that we have just been too focused on ourselves to recognize God being in our day. That's probably the biggest one I'm a victim of. I get so carried away with trying to fix something. It's probably part of my engineering training before I was in seminary. It's my job to fix things. And so it's usually Ruth who says, so have you tried long enough? Are you ready to start asking God to help you out here? So I think it's something for us to consider in our journey towards Easter. I ask you to start our Lenten journey, which is this coming Wednesday, to make a commitment to be open to the Shekinah of God in ourselves, in each other, in the people whose paths we cross, and in the events that unfold during our faith walk towards Easter. I can hear the Israelites right now as they would see Moses' face glowing. Uh-oh, he's been talking with God again, right? Can't you just see that? And I can hear Peter, James, and John just marveling over the experience on that mountaintop and say, well, I knew Jesus was special, but I had no idea it got that special. I can hear people who haven't felt the love of God in their life saying, wow, have you noticed? Those people at St. Luke's sure have a special glow about them. May it be so. Amen.